England. Morning, Lagos. Welcome to Everyday Money Matters, your financial advisory program. It's a great day to be alive. Welcome to the show. But do be reminded, EMM is a financial literacy program. As such, answers to questions should not be considered as financial advice, but merely the opinions of our guests. Kindly consult your financial advisor for your personal, business, financial-related issues. Now that that's out of the way, if you love money, or should I say, if you appreciate money, and you think about money every day, then you must listen to Everyday Money Matters. To be a part of the show, to join the conversation, do call any of these numbers live with your questions. Hey, 0809-191-3913 and 0809-222-0913. Also do try 0809-234-5913, or you can try one of our landline numbers. There's 2802-913 and 2803-913. Also on social media at Lagos Talks 913 on Twitter. Join the conversation there. You can ask your questions as well. Don't forget to add Naira Metrics and Lagos Talks as well. We're more than happy to answer your questions. Of course, the money man is in the building. Dre, what?
This hunger is really worrying.
I'm telling you, I have to run outside.
We've been out of sorts this morning.
I have to admit, I'm not even going to lie. I have to run outside and deal with one moimoi just by the road, just in case. So that's
outside,
you know,
stuff.
No, actually, it was homemade, but it was outside in my car. So technically roadside, yes, okay. But not road purchase. How's it going, Ugo Dre? What's happening in the world of money? What's going on? Good.
A lot of companies are releasing results. So
good things.
There was
good
one
things
that came out yesterday, and people are like, "Hey, I bought these shares, but it has gone down."
Hey, but that's what the stock market is about, you know, ups and downs. These things.
Down with far mills, 75% drop in profit.
75%.
So is that we don't eat puff again?
I was going. Yeah, that was supposed to be.
And the problem was there was a major drop in their sale of flour. Even that pasta business. So I thought people eat pasta a lot. Maybe it's just a lot of competition. Some other people say it's that Papa Road gridlock.
Oh, that might be causing.
Because they really can't move things. Like, I think they have a factory there or something, they can't move products out of factory quicker enough.
It's not necessarily just consumption. Yeah.
But then, even if you look at other competitors as well, they've also had a drop in sale of flour.
Oh, really?
Yep.
What does that say in general? Are people not eating puff puff?
Puff puff that they make with flour?
Bread?
Maybe.
And puff puff.
Or maybe there's just too many imported flour.
So that could be an issue as well.
Smuggled flour into the country.
Oh, okay. 75%. That's a lot.
That's a whole lot.
That's very, very major. Us not to be really the exact thing, cause.
The sale of flour and what's this other one called? And spaghetti dropped.
Yeah.
But their cost didn't drop. Isn't it funny?
Cost is exactly the same.
It was flat. So that was why the profit was dropped that low.
Like
it was a wham.
But normally, shouldn't prices fall when these things... Isn't that how
not
it happens?
Not necessarily. Like, some of your costs are already sunk in already. So,
okay.
I mean, like... So all you need to do is just sell to cover that cost. If you don't sell to cover that cost, then you lost money.
Wow.
Something else. Yesterday, the state governors, they said they accepted a new minimum wage.
Well they say 22,500 naira.
What do you think? Is it from 18,000?
According to what I read this morning, one of the reasons was that they were looking at the total wage bill for each state, and they were saying something about not allowing the wage bill to pass the amount of money the state can generate or the state is allocated.
True.
Which is fair.
Yeah.
But is that same formula used for the governor's salaries? I mean, if you take the amount used for pensions, for the governors, for the aides, for the House of Rep members, is that over 50% of the total allocation?
Well, and should we not be looking at that too? I don't know. So coming from a private sector point of view, right, when you're talking about wages and salaries and stuff like that.
Yeah.
It's not necessarily about, you know, you're trying to compare what maybe the senior management will earn versus what. Yeah, like think about it. So you own your business.
Yeah.
So let's bring it home to you.
Mm-hmm.
So you own a business, you employ 10 people and your staff, you're thinking of increasing the salary that you pay them.
Yes.
Right. So are you going to look at what you earn?
When you're
trying to decide what they should earn.
Well, if like the governors have said that they can't get these monies from any other, I mean, if I can't make money or increase my sales, then I have to look at the revenue I already have, right? And part of the revenue I already have is because the salaries that's going to senior management.
Yeah.
So if I take a cut and reduce the wage bill there, can't I close the gap?
Well, I get your point, though. Mm-hmm. Yes, but I don't think it's still enough. Mm. Right, it's still enough. No matter how much they want to slice it, slice and dice it, and it's probably not going to be enough to cover the entire wage bill. Yeah. What needs to happen, and what I actually expected from the government, is that there's got to be a lot of reforms in the civil service. So you got to be able to. There are a lot of civil service jobs that, quite frankly, shouldn't exist.
So cutting down
on the size of civil service, and then start to attract better talent in the civil service, and then pay competitive wages. That's how it's done in most economies.
Exactly.
Like, if you don't have, I've always told people, if you don't have a very strong, sound civil service, you can't have a strong, growing economy, because that's basically the foundation upon which the private sector is built on. Yeah. So if you don't have a good civil service, it's a problem. So anyway, $22,500. That's how much in dollars, though. That's like less than $80.
Wow.
About that.
Wow. I mean, and compared with what?
$100 is 33K or 36K.
Yeah,
36K. So we're looking at about maybe
$80.
$80.
And I have some figures here, at least from across Africa, from 2011-2014. Mm-hmm. Let's see. Minimum wage, Guinea-Bissau, $386 as of 2015. Mm. Ghana, $558.
Is that per annum or... that's what you need to
let's
check.
See. I think it's
per annum.
Yeah, probably per annum. Wait. Anyways, I'll check that out. It says World Workers Month Pass, blah 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 blah.
It's probably per annum. They do these
nations
things
of
annum.
The world, Uganda. Yeah, it's probably per annum.
Nigeria is $750 per annum.
Let me look at Nigeria. Yep, Nigeria is actually 58. It says $58. I don't think it's per annum. I think this has to be a monthly wage bill, right?
$58?
Yeah, in 2011. That doesn't add up, right?
2011, that's a long time ago. That's an old...
Yeah, that's really old, Abby.
That's an old...
So basically, and if we want to do that, that'll be multiplied by 180 or less.
Yeah. So if you use per annum, usually, let's say per month, currently at 18,000, minimum wage is about $50.
Wow.
All right, currently. So
$50
if you move it to $22,500, you're looking at it's not even $80.
It's not
$62.
It's not
$1.50.
Wow. But we're looking at the minimum wage.
Let's look at this thing in Naira times. Yeah, so what can you get with the minimum wage of $22,500? Like, what can you get with it?
Ah, man.
Like, how can you survive? So
morning, afternoon, and night.
What?
You just say, hey, that's the way you survive. Puff, puff. Hey.
Are you...
What else do you want to do? How do you survive? Eh?
So you're saying our minimum wage is puff, puff.
Stew, puff,
our minimum wage.
Bread, puff, puff, and then just puff, puff at night. You know, keep it light and healthy. How about that? No, seriously. I mean, what else can you do? I the funny thing is, for me, I keep thinking...
Lagos, what can I do with this guy?
No, but it's true.
He has basically called our minimum wage puff,
it,
puff.
It is. Honestly, compared to what other people are earning, it's puff puff money. Really, it's horrible. I mean, how do people survive? This is what people, lose. You know when they say spare change?
But 750 a day. Can you survive on 750 a day?
750 naira
a day.
How?
Yeah, like at 22,500, that's like 750 naira a day.
How do you want to survive on 750 naira a day? How?
You trek to work.
Really?
You trek to your hustle.
Really?
So you don't incur transport costs.
Transport, okay.
So your rent is probably 15 naira a day kind of rent, or 100 naira a day kind of rent.
Oh, okay. So you live on the road. Because I don't know where.
So people earn this money. Do you realize that? People earn like that. People live like this
that's
already.
What I'm saying, but it's so hard. It's just difficult. And rather than us looking to either cut down the size of the civil service or
you can
focus
eat
on the people,
25 naira a day, like food, 15 naira a day, 100 naira.
Like
they,
I said, puff puff.
Like that. Yes. Not really. Like all this, like rice. People can eat all these things.
How much is
a shy bread?
Wait. Did you say rice?
Yes, you can actually get
much?
Rice
for
60 bucks.
60, and you just eat the rice.
Well,
you form lion. Say, look, I'm not a lion. I don't need meat.
You eat the rice. You just the rice can be substantial. Rice,
just rice,
no meat.
And that's no. We really need to have a serious discussion about this minimum wage thing. But let's look at it in terms of the economy. I know a lot of people are comparing other countries in Africa and how much they pay. How do you relate the minimum wage to what the economy is doing? Can you actually do that?
That's what I'm basically trying to do, trying to put everything into that related to a lot of things that we do. $70 a day, so you look at the economy. But what you need to ask yourself is, I mean, is this an economy that can actually sustain this kind of increase? And when you say 22,500 minimum wage, it means that every single wage band goes up as well. So it's not just so if you were on 80, you move up as well.
Because, oh really?
Yeah, that's how it's done. Minimum wage is not
They're not just going to look at the actual minimum wage. It means
everybody's pay. So it's basically
going to level up.
Civil service pay goes up. So everybody, because then at 22,500, so the base wage has gone up.
Yeah.
So every other person's own goes up.
Is 30,000 naira possible? I mean, is this something that you think
You know what? I mean, like, it's possible.
I mean, but I'm saying, like,
and there's something else you got to look at too, Sadiq. Mm-hmm. When government tries to set minimum wage, it's not also only on the public sector.
You're
also
looking at the private sector as well. Yeah.
So you ask yourself, so if you've got a nanny at home, can you afford to pay a nanny 22,500?
Wow.
Can you afford to pay
30,000?
A gate man 22,500 or a gate man 30,000?
Some people paying that already. But anyways.
Can you?
Personally, I will do these things myself. I'm being honest.
Can you pay your driver 30,000?
I will drive myself. That's why I have legs, hands. Okay. I will open my own gates.
A house help 30,000 there.
When I have hands to wash plates, why? I shall save that money and do it myself. How about that? Hey, look, I'm just being straight up and real.
Okay, so if you have a personal assistant, can you pay?
My personal assistant is electronic. They don't usually collect
money. So, you don't employ any single labor?
No.
Can I ask you a question, please? That's it, Lagos. That's it for this week on the economy. That is it.
What do you mean? If I can't, I can't pay people the amount that minimum wage. It's not possible. I wouldn't feel.
But you want government to move it to 30,000? I'm asking you, can you pay?
I'm saying when I can afford it, I will pay it. But as I cannot afford above that, I don't want to make people suffer.
What if somebody comes and says, "Look, Oga, just 15,000 is okay for me. Just give me."
Really?
Yeah.
And then it has to be that kind of agreement where, you know, I have to sit down and write something down, and I have to counsel them and let them understand that.
So if the governor agrees and government comes back and says, "What? Sadiq, you broke the law. It should be 22,500, not 15,000.
What are you going to do?" Can go and work for someone else. No, but seriously, I really think something needs to be done about the minimum wage, and critically,
what needs to be done is that as a country, we just need to earn a lot more. Like we have to earn a lot more.
As
a country, yeah.
So why are we looking in that direction?
I mean,
direction?
Look at our GDP. Divide our GDP by 100 million people.
Okay. Uh-huh.
It's not, right? Yeah, because your GDP basically. So GDP is probably about 120 trillion.
Yeah.
Okay, and if you do, say
200 million.
120 trillion divided by 200 million people, you're looking at 600,000 per person. And that's how much we produce. And that goes to a lot of things. You have to pay taxes, you have to pay cost of doing business, you have to pay salaries, profits, and everything. So not a lot.
Not at all. Right, let's move on to the questions. Oh, phone lines, wow. Let them not vex. Hello, good morning.
Oops.
I'm so sorry. Do try calling back. Okay, let's try this. Hello. Oh, wow. We'll go. It's your fault. Right, let's go to the questions. This is from Aziz. And Aziz is saying, "Hello, boss. How is your day going?"
Very fine. Thank you.
Says, "I would love to learn about the Nigerian Stock Exchange and start trading, maybe with a small amount of about 100K. What books and steps do you advise me to take?" I know because he said 100K. You're not too, you know.
That's not a bad start.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah.
It depends
whether it's weekly or daily or monthly.
Hey, chineke.
Is it monthly? Is it per annum? Not a bad start. But you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Check the metrics out. We're having a Money Hack series coming very soon. So maybe you can join and we'll teach you some of those things.
All right. Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning. Welcome to Everyday Money Matters. What's your name and where are you calling from?
My name is Shegu. I'm calling from Lekki.
Shegu from Lekki. Welcome to the show. Do you have a question for the money man?
Yes, it's about the minimum wage.
All right.
These guys are acting on. I really like the point of view for this.
Okay.
But for the minimum wage, now, if they're saying they want to pay 22,500, and for the workers, definitely the price of of people to get stuff when they increase it to 22,500, they actually increase their own stuff too. tends to get expensive, then it doesn't work for them. Why don't the governors cut their own bills? They do have whatever allowance they call it, allowance. Why don't they cut it out and sort the bills?
Interesting.
From 18,000 to 22,500, it doesn't make any sense.
Mm-hmm.
It's not working for people. People are suffering in this Nigeria here.
It's
just need to help them out and sort it out. I don't know how people want to live with 759 a day. I don't understand. I don't understand how they want to live. Are they going to try to work?
That's what Ugo is advising. Try to walk and eat puff puff morning, afternoon, and night. Thank you for your contribution this morning.
I didn't say that.
Okay, yeah, of course not. Right, so we've dealt with that with the stock exchange. This is an interesting one from Shola. Shola is saying, I bought shares worth 20,000 from a particular bank 9 years ago and another bank in the same year. Now, without receiving any dividends or benefits during those years, how much do you think it's worth now, and how much should my dividends be? Can I mention the names of the banks?
Yeah. You can
okay, so he says GTB and what's the second one? First Bank. And he's had them 20K for 9 years. So
if you've had those shares, so if it's 20,000, I don't know how many, 20,000 naira, is that what you said?
Yeah, that's what he said, 20K. He bought shares worth of 20K from GTB
that's
9 years.
Probably still worth 20K.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So no increase, no dividends, no nothing.
Plus dividend, maybe 25K.
What, for 9 years?
Yeah, bro.
Seriously?
You forgot we had a major crash on the price of stocks.
Oh, yes.
There was a major crash and then it went back up and all. But I don't think it would have gone that much, yeah.
Yeah, so not really.
Nigerian stocks are not one of those investments that you say you buy and say, look, I just buy and keep like 10 years and come back and just be major. No, man. You gotta. It's like owning a business and just, you like I say, it's like you own a shop.
Yeah.
That, you know, you're selling pastries and then you leave your pastries there and say, I will just be staying indoors. The pastries will just start to give me money. It doesn't happen like that. Yeah.
It doesn't
work. You gotta always check, you know, your business. So your stocks are like your stock, like your inventory. You gotta treat stocks like your inventory, not something that just sits there
and you
just keep. No, look at it like your inventory. You gotta go back and look at it. Is it earning money for me?
Okay.
Is it doing well?
Okay.
Is it going? If it's not, then flip it.
Makes sense. Because I guess a lot of people have that.
So you gotta look at stocks like an inventory, not like something.
That's golden advice. Because to be honest, a lot of people have that impression. I just buy stocks, keep them in 20 years, I'll be a millionaire.
Don't even do that.
Nah, it doesn't work. You have to be active with it.
Yeah.
Well, I hope that helps out. Let's look at another question here. It says, I would like to ask, sir, with the coming elections and the uncertainty and how it may impact the economy, would you suggest a reduction in investments? And that's coming from Shehu.
Well, a lot of companies are doing that already.
Oh.
Yeah. So doing, even though there's no exact data to back this up, but during election period, people slow down on investments. People like to cut down investments because of the uncertainty.
And
not because they are scared that we might not go through the election. I think Nigeria is always going to go through every election. But the problem is that you don't know which government is going to come in.
Oh, and uncertainty.
What kind of decisions they're going to make as regards policies that might affect your investment. So you say you want to invest in, maybe you want to say, okay, I want to start a bread factory or something, and government just says, oh, you know what, we want bread to be cheap, so we're going to open our borders, people can import bread from anywhere.
That's the end of your business.
You know that your money is, you know, so things okay, like, so that's okay. Why you got to chill.
Okay.
That's why a lot of people are not investing currently, even in stock market and coca.
So now it's going to keep going down after the elections, CapEx
will drop a little bit till after the elections, and then it will pick up again.
Alright, let's go to the phone lines. They're winging like crazy. Hello, good morning.
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning. Welcome to Everyday Money Matters. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Yeah, well, I want to let you know about the...
Would you let us know your name first?
Okay, my name is Nnamdi.
Good to hear from you this morning. All right, go ahead.
Yeah, you know, when in government, that one I know, that 18,000, they still add some of the things that have been monetized. Transportation, rent, and all those things. So you really see, and you know, it comes more than that 18,000.
It comes to more than 18,000.
Yes, because there are allowances that have been monetized.
Oh, so you're saying that the 18,000 isn't exactly the real minimum wage, that there are extras that are put into it to make it something else?
Yes, it gets more than that.
Okay.
There is allowance for transportation, rent, and all that thing.
Okay, so do you think the 22,500 is fair? And do you think those other allowances will be increased as well?
Nothing is fair, but what is important is how much can you pay? How much can the economy pay?
Interesting. Yeah. Interesting. Thank you. Thank you so much for that this morning. Truly do appreciate. Wow. Okay. Another question here. And right. Okay. It says, my name is Afekide and I want to go into stock trading, but I have no working knowledge of it. Can you help me with recommendations on how to go about studying the Nigerian Stock Exchange? Should he even be studying the Stock Exchange?
Yeah, a lot
now?
Of books you can read though. Yeah, you should study it. It's important to study how stocks work and all that before you get into it.
Okay.
A lot of books you can read online, materials you can check out, several websites. Mm-hmm. Intelligent Investor by Benjamin Graham. A lot of how to invest in stock articles on Nairametrics as well. Probably try and enroll in our Money Hack series coming up sometime in November. We're going to be talking about stocks and how to invest in stocks and all. Yeah, we're going to be doing that big time. Then follow a lot of people. There's some very good handles on social media you can follow.
Oh.
Very, very smart guys. Always willing to share. And then, of course, subscribe to Nairametrics hotline as well. Call us, send us messages. We'll always respond to you.
Nice. Lovely. This question, so many phone calls. I'm not even sure where to go. Well, let's go with this one. It says, kindly advise on avenues where I can invest in dollars and your opinion about that investment option. So yes, you're looking
for investment in dollars is good. Questions like this. So you want to invest in dollars. It's not bad. Investing in dollars helps you hedge against exchange rate risk. Like we'd always the Naira usually depreciates on an average by about 5% or thereabout every year. Right. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So even though it always takes a whammy after like 3-4 years or something, right? It's not like it happens every year. So if it doesn't depreciate this year, next year, the next time that's probably gonna be 15%, something like that.
Okay,
so you can invest in dollars as Eurobonds. Nigerian government sells Eurobonds. Eurobonds go for like 8%. So you want to try Eurobonds.
Okay.
Not bad. Go to your stockbroker, tell you want to buy Eurobonds. Eurobonds can give you 8% on a dollar, which is not a bad return for dollar because abroad dollar earns about 3-4% interest. Yeah. And dollar is a very good hedge against inflation.
Mm-hmm.
So it hardly depreciates against the Naira and also 8% return for the dollar. If you're very, very smart, you can see 9%, but very, very difficult.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's Eurobonds mostly that you can buy. So you can buy Eurobonds for corporate organizations, you can buy Eurobonds, but the government is selling. You can also invest in overseas stocks. That's a little bit complicated though.
Why is that?
I can explain. Yeah, because it's not that easy. It's not like buying stocks in Nigeria.
You have to go to investment
banks abroad and all that.
Oh.
You gotta have a foreign corporate bank.
Okay, you have
abroad.
To have
it. Yeah, you have to also have an account in a bank abroad because you're having a portfolio abroad. So it's not that simple.
It's not that straightforward.
There are some guys down here that do stuff like this. Maybe I could hook you up to them at some point. Yeah, you can invest through them. It's a bit risky though, but you can invest through them and they can help you make investment in dollars. A lot of stuff you can do though, even cryptocurrencies is there.
I like that. Interesting. Right, that's all we have time
for. In dollars,
I won't mind when I can hire people and I stop eating puff puff. I will do that, I promise. final words, Igodre.
All right, Lagos, so that's it. Minimum wage, 20,500. Let us know if it's something that you support or something that you do not support. Tweet at Nairametrics on Twitter. Visit our Facebook page, www.facebook.com/Nairametrics. And visit our website as well. We've got loads and loads of articles there for those who want to learn how to invest at Nairametrics.com. So until I see you guys next week again.
Yes.
Remember, keep your hustle tight.
I like
be
that.
Be a millionaire.
Wise advice.